Dellingpole, Boris is right, Mises and Brexit will sting. By James Dellingpole on December 7, 2018. The Brexit deal being pushed by Theresa May is an S&M approach to government. One of those mystifying perversions like wanting to be locked up in chains. So says Boris Johnson in a trenchant interview with Conservative Home. All right, so it's just what you'd expect him to say. But I'm glad at least one of our Brexiteer politicians is out there making this important point. Truly and honestly, the people in Theresa May's Conservative still sticking up for her suicidal plan. Hamsterface Barwell, Jelly Spine Gove, Coffin Lid Hammond, Greg Boring Clark, and so on, are a bunch of autoflagellators quite beyond redemption. Sure, it may be their personal, passionate belief that we'd all be better locked up forever in a basement with a hoist and sundry whips and a range of chains and manacles and hoods and gimp suits. But with no safe word ever to put an end to our suffering. But that's certainly no reason for the rest of us to go along with their weird urges. Where, though, should we go instead? For Boris, it's a no-brainer and I totally agree with him. The only way we're ever going to get a satisfactory deal is if we go into the negotiations with a sense of self-respect and self-belief. As Boris puts it, the EU negotiators are not going to give us anything until we are treated as sovereign and equal partners in this negotiation. And so far we've given no indication that we are willing to do the thing that is necessary for them to take us seriously. The second thing without which no negotiation can be successful is to do what we've totally failed to do over the last 2.5 years, and that is to get ready to come out on WTO terms, and genuinely to be able to offer the EU a solution that they might not like, but will make them sit up and take notice. WTO terms, World Trade Organization terms, are the thing that Remainers have cunningly managed to rebrand with the phrase no deal, which they prefer because it sounds more negative. Boris argues. What May needs to do, or what the government needs to do, is go back to Brussels and make it very clear that Parliament has not accepted the withdrawal agreement, and that it's time for the backstop to come out, and time to negotiate a free trade agreement, to use the IP to do that. This deal is a disaster for our country. It basically means the EU can blackmail us into any terms they like in the course of the negotiations on our future. Unless every single EU member state agrees to the terms of the new relationship, they can keep us in the backstop. And by being in the backstop, we are confined to the customs union, so we can't do any free trade deals. It's nonsense to say we can do free trade deals. The government must stop saying this. You can't set your own tariffs. Secondly, and perhaps even more destructively, we would be locked in regulatory alignment with the whole of the EU goods and agri-foods acquis, and environment, and social policy, unless we were willing to split up the Union, and split Northern Ireland away from Great Britain. May won't, of course, do any of this because she's an incredibly stubborn woman irrevocably set on the course of stupid. I remain optimistic, though, because I believe the tide of history is on our side and because I believe the consequences of getting this thing wrong, the biggest split in the Conservative Party since Peel repealed the Corn Laws, 4 or more years of Labour government so loony left it will make Chavez's Venezuela look like Calvin Coolidge's USA. An angry, bitter populace which has lost forever its faith in democracy, will prove simply too abysmal to risk. Lots of my fellow Brexiteers, such as my comedian pal Jeff Norcott, are starting to lose their nerve and thinking that Brexit may never happen. But no one ever won a battle by losing his nerve. Personally, if this coming moment is our Waterloo, then I'd much rather be shot down dead like George Osborne. No, not that George Osborne, I mean his literary namesake from Thackeray's Vanity Fair, than to be witnessed riding off to save my skin like the ludicrous Joseph Sadly. Mind you, if we do get this one wrong and Corbyn really does start to look a likely prospect, then I may have to reconsider. Costa Rica, that's my plan. The kids meanwhile can stay in Britain and take advantage of the free university education Corbyn has promised when he gets in. Every cloud, eh?